Hello, my name is Odisseo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Will Schreiber?
It's pronounced Schreiber, but what is your survey about?
Schreiber, I apologize. First of all, are you registered to vote in Phoenix?
I am.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other state and local offices?
All of the above, 100%.
Okay. And what year were you born?
What year?
Yes, sir.
1978.
Are you or is anyone in your household or of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, not at all.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or specific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
No, technically I'd be considered white.
Okay. Thinking about voting in the November election, would you say that you are personally not too motivated to vote, somewhat motivated, very motivated, or extremely motivated to vote?
Oh, I'm always extremely motivated to vote every 4 years.
Okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they've gone on the wrong track since I've been here my entire life. I prefer to be a red state, and I don't know how we got a little blue in there, but I don't like it.
Okay.
Now
I'm going
in the wrong direction.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Ana Hernandez.
I don't know her.
Okay. Kate Gallego.
Do not know her.
Okay. Marcelino Quiñones.
Do not know them or her.
Okay. Yeah. Katie Hobbs.
I've heard the name Katie Hobbs. Yeah, I just heard her name. I'd have to check if she were Republican or Democrat. I don't know.
Okay. Carlos Galindo.
No.
Overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Phoenix City Council is doing?
The council? I'm not too familiar, but I can tell you whoever's in there right now is not doing a good job because we have a lot of problems that I don't like.
Okay. Would you say somewhat disapprove?
Yes, I would say I disapprove of what they're doing right now.
Okay. Now, thinking about the election in November, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump, 100%.
Yeah. And if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates from your area were Michael Nowakowski, Ana Hernandez, Emilio Avila, Marcelino Quiñones, and Martin Bridgman, for whom would you vote?
I do not know, but I would choose the best Republican candidate I could find.
Okay. Thank you. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Michael Nowakowski, Ana Hernandez, Emilio Avila, Marcelino Quiñones, or Martin Bridgman?
Are all of them Republican?
I would not be able to tell you, sir. I'm pretty sure there's some Democrats around there.
I would not vote for any Democrats. If there was one Republican, I would vote for them.
Okay. Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for city council. Jobs and economic development, public transportation, crime, water quality and supply, racial equity, housing costs, climate change and excessive heat, street and road maintenance, homelessness.
For me, honestly, it's street and roads because I'm always complaining about those.
Street and roads, okay. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Marcelino Quinones for each. Please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Marcelino Quinones for Phoenix Council, City Council.
Well, first of all, is she a Republican candidate or a Democratic candidate?
Marcelino Quinones?
Yes.
I would not be able to tell you, sir.
Okay.
Marcelino is a state senator and longtime resident of South Phoenix. On the city council, he will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs for residents.
I mean, I would hope that any candidate would work for those things.
All right, so would this be somewhat convincing, very convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing. I need to know more.
Okay. The local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with the local business community to attract more high-paying and union jobs.
I don't really have an opinion on that, nothing would be really convincing.
Okay.
To me.
Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police precinct in Levine.
I'm going to be living in Levine next year, but are you asking me what is the exact question?
Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police precinct in Levine.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't mean much to me. I would need more information. That's just not enough information to make a decision. I need to know about why, what her motives are, how she's going to do it, how she pay for it, you know, basically I need to know what party she's for.
Okay.
So none of it's convincing until I know more.
All right. Marcelino has been a champion of first-time home buyer programs in the state Senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix. And he will work with community groups to get unhoused people off the street and into housing programs.
I would hope that any candidate would do that, but it's not convincing enough for me to make a decision.
Okay, would you say a little convincing or not at all convincing?
Again, not at all.
Okay. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Anna Hernandez for each. Please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Anna Hernandez for Phoenix City Council. Anna Hernandez is a state senator and community activist on the city council. Anna will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a livable wage, more police accountability, and to protect our water supply.
I would hope that either candidate on either side would work for that. So it's not convincing unless I know which side she stands on. So it's not convincing.
All right. Hernandez helped pass legislation in the state Senate that increases the amount of affordable housing in Arizona. On the city council, she will push for additional reform to bring housing costs down for Phoenix families.
It's not convincing because she can't do it.
Okay. Hernandez believes in a woman's right to choose, and she will stand up to lawmakers who want to take that choice away. She will support protections for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix.
That's a touchy one for me because I believe that abortion, that people should have the right. Obviously, there are extenuating circumstances in cases where it should go over, you know, let's say 5 months. But I am pro-life after the first term or after at least 5 months, I think should be a maximum unless there are extenuating circumstances. So I am against that.
Okay. Anna's brother was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community-based public safety solutions that address the root causes of crime.
I would hope that any candidate would do that. I feel terrible that that happened to her brother, but none of that is convincing unless I know more about how and what party she stands for.
All right. Thank you. After hearing more information, if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates were only Marcelino Quinones and Ana Hernandez, for whom would you vote?
I wouldn't know. I'd have to look them both up and research their parties and their stances on everything you just mentioned.
Okay. Well,
but
if the election were held...
If one were Republican and one were Democrat, I would vote for the Republican.
All right. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean, Marcelino Quinones or Ana Hernandez or someone else?
Is she the Republican one?
I think so.
I would lean towards the Republican one if it is Ana Hernandez.
Okay.
Yes, I can. I can give them any opinion I want. I just don't. I vote based on certain things.
All right. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally
mm-hmm.
speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
I am a Republican.
Okay. Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Not very strong.
Very strong Republican.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I am conservative.
Would you say very or somewhat conservative?
I'll go with somewhat conservative.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
In 4 years of college, so I think that's 14. Sorry, no, it's a 16, I think. So, yeah, graduated college.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Currently, we are building a home, and so I am renting while the home is being built. But this will be my third primary residence over the last 20 years. I have bought and sold multiple homes. So yeah, I'm renting right now, building a permanent residence right now as well.
All right. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Yes, it's Will, W-I-L-L.
All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you.